You're listening to Design Atlas Season 2.
For many designers, the process of collecting feedback and iterating upon it can be a very time-consuming process.
But what if there was an alternative to getting feedback from users? Well, today, we'll show you how Nolan Perkins does just that. He's built RadCollab, a company which helps startups evolve into long-lasting tools and brands.
They also build custom design systems that help products and marketing teams work more efficiently. Located in Tampa, Florida, Nolan is a self-taught UX designer and front-end developer. He also has experience in business management and technology. So without further ado, let's buckle up and head over to Tampa, Florida to meet up with Nolan Perkins.
Ideas aren't important, it's the execution that's important. Hi, I'm Nolan. I'm a UI and UX designer. I'm a front-end developer and director at RadCollab, a design agency turned product development house. Our agency is focused on idea validation, basically taking an idea from zero to one, otherwise known as the MVP stage of a product. We now make apps with our community on TikTok. Currently, we're working on 6 unique apps that all came from community comments. I have 2 young daughters, so most of my free time is spent keeping them entertained. I also enjoy listening to audiobooks and watching TV with my wife.
Growing up, Nolan realized that he had had a knack for art and design. From sketching to playing instruments, there was always a creative side to Nolan's pursuits.
It wasn't until like high school that I really got into, you know, just anything artistic, right? I played instruments when I was growing up, but that was about it, right? But then in high school, you know, there's a lot of people who aren't, you know, mathematicians, scientists, or doctors. Like, they're not slated for that in life. And so I was really feeling that, right? Heading into college, where I was like, what the hell do I do? Yeah, so I just started drawing and was really, really enjoyed that. Never got like super good at it, but it was when I was like, yo, maybe I'm like good at something artistic or creative. I had this teacher in like third grade, Miss Loisel. I still remember her, right? But she was like hardcore, like more hardcore than some of my like professors in college, right? Like, and it's like we're all like molding youths, and she basically would just trash me all the time. You know, I trash everybody. It wasn't just me, right? But so for a long time, I didn't think that I was really like slated for creativity. You know, it might have been like one of those like self-fulfilling prophecies, like, you know, like that started as a small thing where she like maybe wasn't meaning to be crazy, but like it just like built up in my mind, you know? So my mom is really like creative and fun and all that. My dad's very like by the book logistical kind of guy. And so I think that probably played a part in it too, that held me from it for a while. But yeah, I'm glad that I found it in the end.
Shortly before graduating high school, Nolan was really thinking hard about a variety of universities he might possibly like to attend. He also looked at a variety of creative programs at those schools, weighing his options carefully.
So I did think about going to Full Sail. It's like an art school near kind of like Disney area. You know, it's got a lot of good art programs. I was thinking about like doing video game development for a little bit. I even like we toured the school and I was like, well, actually, you know, maybe I want to do production, because I was really into like making videos and like After Effects graphics and stuff. And so, you know, I just ended up on a few Reddit posts that were just like, yo, like art schools, you know, they like maybe it was obviously people with an axe to grind, right? So it hit me. I was like, well, you know, maybe I'm wasting money on that. Like, maybe I can just teach myself. That was when I was like, okay, I'll go to a local college here. It's University of South Florida. Went into like the ad, creative ad program kind of thing. For a while, I left and went to creative writing for a bit too. And then ended up graduating back at the creative ad program. I don't really attribute much of my skills to college. I mostly just teach myself.
We
So my best friend growing up in school, she's actually transgender. Her name's Sayo. So we grew up and together, and we were like best friends. And she was like one of those like genius kids, you know, like who were just like always like, yo, I use like the infrared of the camera to like test the temperature. And she's like, yo, we're 10 years old. What are you talking about? But yeah, it's kind of always one of those things like, oh, she's going to go like crush it when she's grown up. And her and I just, you know, kept in touch. She went to Virginia Tech, but she like hit me with this idea for a startup. And so her, my brother and I made it. It was called Fitter. Basically, it was using like machine learning to design workouts kind of thing. But it was like before machine learning was even like coined machine learning at that point, you know. So I was really able to like cut my teeth in that. I can design. I've done a few websites at that point. And then I was like, dove headfirst into that. And I always felt like we were a month away from like being millionaires. You know what I mean? And it was like my design could get us there, you know? And so, yeah, like real stakes. I think that's the big thing. I mean, still today, every time I finish a project, I'm like, all I see is the bad stuff, right? And so I was my own harshest critic in a good way, in a constructive way, I guess.
Realizing that the Fitter fitness app wasn't going to be a success, Nolan moved his attention, working for a small design agency, and later realized he wanted to start freelancing.
I ended up leaving that agency about like 5 years ago, just been freelancing since. But last year I was having some clients, like just before the pandemic, I was having some clients like picking up and new clients coming in from referrals. And so I was like, okay, you know, maybe I should start a company or start hiring some people to help me. And so I was going through, and then, you know, the pandemic hit, and then I was like, okay, maybe not, now's not the time. But then like technology, right? Like that's what gets better in a pandemic. And so my retainer clients gained work, you know, and so I gained work with them doing it. And so I was like, okay, now's the time. So brought on a few junior designers. And yeah, that was another part of it too. Is like I wanted to work with new people to like that haven't got a shot yet, you know. All around we were trying to market ourselves on Instagram, wasn't cutting through, you know. There's a million designers out there, a million design agencies. And so yeah, Gary Vee told us to go to TikTok, not us, but just told everybody to go to TikTok. And so yeah, that rest is history. Now, like, I don't consider us a design agency anymore. We're just our own product design company that does that invests our client revenue into our apps.
While Nolan was freelancing, he started to pay attention to TikTok and the traction it was gaining as a social media platform.
I started doing what everybody else does, right? Like, oh, here's some tips on how to be good at design and stuff like that. So we were doing a lot of like design concepts that weren't like real client work. Then we were posting those on Insta. And then we used one, and I just like did a time lapse of me redesigning it, you know? And that one blew up pretty good. It got like 50,000 views. But at the time, like our best was like 2000. Like I really do feel like one of those TikTok gurus who are like, how, like I know all the tricks. That's why we're cranking now on the followers.
One of the videos that Nolan posted on TikTok was a gardening app, which told users you needed to water your plants. Something clicked after posting this video. People from all over the world started commenting and providing their feedback on changes and additional features that they would like to see.
A comment on that video was like, hey, make it so I can change the pictures to be icons and then make it a to-do list app. And then so like 3 hours after that comment, we post a whole new concept of a to-do list app. 30 days later, we had a beta like developed, right? Like we had only had one screen design, but then we had a beta 30 days later. And yeah, we had a few viral videos. We had one that hit 1 million views, and it was about confetti, right? Like it's always that thing that you don't think is gonna be big, right? And in December, I was like, you know, hey, we're done with Tastery. We're, you know, going into native development. So what do we do next? Do you have any other ideas? And then we got like, I think 300 comments, and like all of them were really good ideas. Yeah, that turned into 3 other apps. And there's like 3 other ones that we're still designing or don't talk about that much, but we are going to be soon. It's just like, yeah, it's insane. Everybody's just still giving us awesome ideas. Yeah, it's fun.
To Nolan, he feels this is the start of a new movement in how getting user feedback and working iteratively with an active community is harnessed through the fast-paced social media platform of TikTok.
When you're making an app or a product, you need to like take all of the features that don't address that assumption that you had of why you're making this app and cut everything else and then just use user data and like user interviews to be able to determine if that is the right thing or not, or what they need on top of that. We were, as a design agency, working with really early stage startups and validating ideas. And so like we were really basically like an MVP design company, right? But now we're doing that like live with the people who are using the apps, right? Like, or are gonna use the apps, I guess. And so is what the lean startup had in mind, like V2, where it's like back then you didn't have a community of people just sitting around like offering ideas or features, you know, but like TikTok. And I think also anybody, any social media platform could do this, right? Where you like validate an idea before you even develop anything. That's kind of our vision of where we're going.
Having created four apps already through this type of user feedback process where Nolan interacts with the community on social media, he's noticed just how powerful the fast-paced feedback loop is shaping the way in which he designs.
Basically, so most of the time with MVPs, you have to use like either direct user interviews or data of the users using the apps to be able to determine like if the features are working or if you need to pivot or not. And so we are lucky enough to have our community like tuned in. And so they watch our videos and then offer ideas through the comments saying like, hey, you guys need this new feature, or, oh, I didn't like that. But yeah, there was one time where we did like a dark mode video, and then somebody asked if we can make it like dark gray instead of just pitch black. And so we did that. And then a bunch of people were like, I like the black better, and then other people were like, I like the gray better. So that's really how it goes. We show two options and it's split down the middle. And then like through the comments, it's split down the middle, but we're just like, okay, we'll make it so you can choose. And then everybody's like, yay, on the next video, you know?
With Rad Collab's engaged community, feedback and comments are what keeps the process going.
So, you know, I really do feel like we're kind of making a process out of all of this now. You know, we've done like four of these. And so it starts where we just do a few concept shots, like two or three, to like get a user flow like out there so you can see it. You know, we posted like a digital closet app like that. We did three screens and it got like 600,000 views in a day. And it got like 1,500 waitlisters that day as well. And we were like, okay, we have to make this. So we scramble and go design as much as we can based on the features that they asked for there. That way we don't go too far before comments and features come in. So then we start posting on those user flows. But then like everything starts to like go against each other. On one screen, people are asking for completely different features that don't go together, and both are really good. For instance, that digital closet app, I think we had to rework the flow like four or five times of the whole app. And so it's definitely like chaos, but we like are trying to control that chaos. In fact, we even let people on all of our Figma files so they can go check out our designs as we go. And it's like, yeah, it's just a fishbowl, you know? I feel like I design a fishbowl every day.
One of the most empowering apps that Nolan and his team has made is VibeCheck. Like most of their apps, VibeCheck began from a comment on TikTok.
Listen to this comment. It was so cool. It was, hey, I want you to make an app that's a mood tracker app that you can share with your friends, because sometimes it's hard to ask for help. I think that like it really hit me, because it's like we can make some impact with this app. You can log your mood. You can choose to share with your close network, which is like your family. It'll shoot them a text of, you know, my mood. But also if you don't want to share with your family, or if you don't have friends or family close enough that you care to share with, you can share with anonymous support group. And that's like internal people that you don't know. All you get is their first name. They can see your mood and send a canned response. Basically, they can choose from a list of hundreds of responses. That way there's no trolls who can lead to issues. I started the year off hoping for five apps with only too designed at all at that point. So it was, it seemed like a lofty goal, but now I'm like, we can maybe do 10 this year. I don't know.
While making four different apps at the same time is exciting, it can also be difficult when communicating with the Rad Collab community, because there are these subgroups within the overall community that have different interests and expectations when it comes to the apps being created.
It was good. It was a good idea on accident for us to do two productivity apps back to back, because it kind of bounces off each other. And then two, it's tough because TikTok sends, it just randomly chooses different groups of your followers. And so I get the feeling like sometimes our videos aren't going, I'm like, what's happening? And it's because I'm like sending out Point Journal videos to our digital closet people, you know? And so that's been a struggle, like getting through that. But I think I've got a little figured out.
To Nolan, keeping distant from one's personal ego continues to keep him humble while designing and not taking anything for granted.
You know, I've always prided myself on like being an egoless designer. I think it's really easy to have an ego as a designer, and that's how I've always set myself apart, at least in my own mind, right? That it only takes you so far, right? And now it's like I said, like having no preconceptions on anything. I feel like I'm like on a rocket and I'm just like trying to pull it. That's it. That's all I can do. I don't have controls or anything. And like, so yeah, I've definitely learned so much on like, on being able to like let go and just see how it goes. My skills, definitely, I feel like most of them have been in management that I've gained this past few months. I was already getting pulled in a lot of directions, and then now I'm making, you know, at least a video or two a day, which takes, you know, about an hour every day. I'm commenting all day. I've had to let go in order to keep all the rocket going, you know? And so when we started Tastry, like I still didn't have full faith in the two designers that we have. They're probably better at design than me. Like some days I'm just like, yo, you're better than me, you know? And it's like, that's been so fun and so cool to be able to like see, because that was my goal, right? Is bringing on like new people, giving them a shot, and seeing them grow has been really rewarding amongst all of this, amongst all the other rewards that's happening. So.
Speed is what keeps Rad Collab moving.
Like most apps and most startups, like when they make an app, they have to go through these phases of like, of planning what the features are, designing those features, developing those features, and then launching, trying to find a market for that, and then like people who will maybe use it, and then using their data or interviews, if you're good, then you're able to action on that and pivot on that. But all of those steps takes months and a lot of money to do. But if you're a hustler, you make it like a Facebook group instead of an app, right? Like good on you for doing that, right? But for us, we're like bypassing all of those steps. It's just like 100%. We've already pivoted every single one of our apps multiple times now, right? And we haven't even launched anything, you know? And so that's what's so cool about this. Yeah, because we're doing all of these processes so much different than most startups go through, we are going to do as much different as we can. So first off, we're not going to have any subscriptions. We're going to make everything free to download and free to use. And then we're going to every month ask if you're willing to pay this month. And then when you do that, you'll also be able to choose what you want to pay. So you can choose zero if you want. We're going to remind you of our costs, and you can choose to pay under that, or you can pay more than that if you want. This company Wyze, as I took it from them a little bit, is like, they're this awesome company that basically takes like really expensive technology and makes it really cheap, because at the end of the day, the components are really cheap. And so they had this whole thing where they had this software that allowed recognition of faces, and then basically they had to start charging for it because their partner pulled out on them. And so they said, this is what our costs are every month. And if you could pay that, that's awesome. Otherwise you can pay zero. And so it's just like, that's it. You know, that's what every company should be doing, because like, if you're doing it right and you're working with your community right, then somebody's going to pay, you know? So hopefully it's enough. Cause yeah, right now we're putting all of the money in, basically paying our people and development. Also, we're basically getting all that money from our clients that we're not that they're investing, but like all the work that we do for our clients, we're basically funneling most of that money into investment on these apps. We could change the game of how apps get made, and these apps are also super impactful too. So I could see us becoming that. In the same time, we've been growing a lot of client work, a lot more than before too. And so there's going to be a push come to shove moment. I don't know where we go, but we could either be a huge agency or a huge huge development powerhouse. So we'll see.
Using TikTok Lives has really helped Nolan bridge the gap between the content, comments, and ideas needed to validate to continue improving the apps.
Comments are great, right? But I've gotten so much more detailed insights from lives. So that's why I do them so often, is because the people who are coming on our lives, we have like 10 regulars that show up almost every time. They give us awesome feedback, and they get other people giving good feedback too. And so, yeah, we named Vibe Check and Point Journal in Alive.
Over the past 9 years before starting RadCollab, the fear of failure really kept Nolan back from trying new things.
I feel like I'm almost like rebirthed, and it's super weird to say that, but like after Fitter, it was the hardest thing that professionally that I've gone through. You know, it was just like so hard to do. Every day was such a struggle, and like, you know, because consumer apps are incredibly difficult to do. We got some kind of success. We got on Yahoo and got like 15,000 users. Still, we failed because we didn't know what we were doing well enough. The past 9.5 years, I've been like, I'm never doing that again with all this TikTok stuff. Even as late recent as December, I was like, RadCollab is a design agency, and we're just gonna launch this app, Tastry, and like let it go, and maybe we'll keep updating it. We'll see how it goes. But you know, I was talking to one of our clients. He's kind of like a friend now, and he was like, "Yeah, so what are you guys gonna do with Tastry? Like, are you gonna make it? Like, are you gonna try to do a startup out of it?" And I was like, "Yeah, no, I'm a design agency." And and I left the call, and I was like, "What am I doing? I just fought for this. I've got like, at the time we had like I think 20,000 followers. I was like, we've got 20,000 people waiting for these apps." And so that day I posted the video of, "Hey, what do you guys want to do? If you have an app idea, we'll go make it." And that turned into 4 apps now, you know, 4 more. And so it's like, it's just, that was really my rebirth, I feel like, as like a consumer product design manager, whatever, you know, where it's like, yeah, we're sending it now.
RadCollab's team is worldwide and working remotely. For Nolan, working remotely hasn't really been something he had to get used to, even during this pandemic.
You know, I've always worked from home. So for about, you know, 8 or 9 years. Now, I guess it was like half remote when I worked at the agency. But yeah, I've been fully remote at least 5 years now. It wasn't too bad for that, right? I already had those like processes in my mind to be, you know, leave it at the door to the office, you know. So that was okay for me. But the biggest problem is like, you know, I've got 2 daughters who are screaming right outside this door. And so before, I was able to like take a day and just go to like, you know, a coffee shop and work there kind of thing. And didn't get that like release, you know? And so that was probably the hardest transition. It was actually pretty difficult the first few weeks. Productivity definitely went down. And also too, it's just really stressful. Building a remote team would be tough anywhere. I think honestly, like the good part of that with the pandemic is there was a lot of people who were displaced. And so people were more willing to jump on a remote team, you know? And so that's a lucky part of it.
Music has also left a lasting impression on Nolan's creative endeavors.
Yeah, like I've always been pretty musical, right? Like, so I played the cello when I was a kid till high school. because it wasn't cool to be in orchestra, so I stopped playing cello, you know. And then I wish I kept it because, like, yeah, it's, you know, it's a stupid kid thing that I, like, stopped it, you know. And so I play ukulele. I sing pretty well. I'm, like, a big-time karaoke guy, but obviously with the pandemic, there's none of that. But, yeah, I can do, like, Queen on karaoke, too. So, so there you go.
Nolan's story is one of intrigue and ingenuity. Social media has changed the way we interact with each other forever, and Rad Collab has learned to harness the power of social media to collect feedback and engage with users at an extremely fast pace. This is the future of working with users, and Rad Collab is leading the way in how this new way of working is taking shape.
As designers are our worst critic, really shaping the way in which we think and perceive our own work. However, if there's one thing that Nolan has taught us today, it's to focus on the feedback from the users and to detach one's own feelings to a specific project. That way, we can become more nimble and exploratory in each project, guided by our engaged users. You never know where the next great idea will come from, and that's the beauty of the design process.
This is Design Atlas.
We hope you join us next Thursday as we travel to Bulgaria to meet up with social media influencer and graphic designer Edvinas Eraika. Want us to remind you of when the next episode comes out? Simply subscribe to our email updates by visiting designatlaspod.com.
To find out more about Nolan Perkins and Rad Collab, we've included their Instagram, TikTok, and website links in the show notes. We definitely recommend you check them out to learn more about their current beta apps.
Also, don't forget to join us for our next episode by subscribing to the show and leaving a positive review. We really appreciate it.
To learn more about Design Atlas and to sign up for updates, visit our website at designatlaspod.com. If you want to get in touch with us or have a topic idea for our next episode, feel free to send us an email at hello@designatlaspod.com or DM us on Instagram at designatlaspod. Thanks for listening. I'm Megan Ludke.
And I'm Jens Springsjord.